This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinians were fleeing on Monday near an apartment in Gaza City after it was hit by an Israeli strike. Fire was seen billowing inside the apartment as men tried to put it off and attempted to rescue casualties. More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war, according to Gaza's health ministry. The crowded enclave has been laid to waste, and most of its 2.3 million people have been displaced multiple times and face acute shortages of food and medicine, humanitarian agencies say. Israel Hamas's ceasefire and hostage talks will continue after weekend meetings didn't resolve gaps, AP correspondent Nayon Kim reports.
Speaking anonymously, the official described the recent talks as constructive and said discussions will continue at lower levels in an effort to end the war in Gaza and bring about a hostage deal. The talks included the CIA director as well as the head of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency. A Hamas delegation was briefed by mediators but did not directly take part in negotiations. The development comes after Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah traded heavy fire but stopped short of sparking a widely feared regional war. Both sides have signaled their most intense exchange in months was over. I'm Nayan Kim.
Russia has battered much of Ukraine with scores of missiles and drones that officials say killed four people, injured more than a dozen, and damaged energy facilities. President Volodymyr Zelensky described the latest attacks as vile. The barrage of over 100 missiles and a similar number of drones began around midnight and continued after dawn on Monday in what appeared to be Russia's biggest onslaught in weeks. Ukraine's Air Force said swarms of Russian drones fired at eastern, northern, southern, and central regions of Ukraine and were followed by cruise and ballistic.